Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. One out. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing third base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive towards third. Trusiewski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to second. Denny McLain pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Euler moves to third. McLain moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Euler scores. McLain moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Donohue. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. O'Donohue steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Donohue moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to home to get O'Donohue. Alvis moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. the Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landis. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and has Colavito trapped. There's the throw to Trasuski, who throws to Euler, who tags Colavito for the out. Demeter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to third. Landis moves to second. George Culver now pitching. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dick Trasuski. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing third base. Fred Gladding now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Gladding covering, for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Cash goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Euler bunts towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Euler for the out. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump juggles the ball. That's an error on Lump. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Don Demeter. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davalillo moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lemay pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for George Culver. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 4 in the game. Sammon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.